Can I ask the Gemara again about Kav? Start from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Abnachman, give the Shishim, then give an Aminyan. Can't have Shishim, can I get the gift? Kav the Shishim, or Kav an Aminyan. Kav is not the way. The Kav itself is an Aminyan. So you only need 59 against the Kav. Beitzah, the Shishim, then Beitzah, an Aminyan. Same as Gid. That's Abnachman. So what's the reason for that? Why is the Kal Min HaMinyan? The Gemara doesn't explain. So Rashi says, Ain't Gid Min HaMinyan is the first wide line. The Gid Min Shishim Dehetu Levad Mineh. Aval Kal, Hayol Umin Hetehu, In Mispashal Mabosim Visharin Lei B'Shishim Levad Egedeh. So Rashi says that the Chilip between Gid and Kal is that Kal is Min Hetehu. Since it's Min Hetehu, so the Kal counts as being part of the Shishim. So that's not so clear what Rashi means, and we'll come back to this Rashi later. Taisus is masbir that the reason why the Chal is Menaminyan is because the Isser is not mitzad the Chal itself. The Isser is mitzad the Bosar that's Konos in the Chal. In the Chal, I'm sorry, mitzad the Cholub. In the Chal is Cholub. In the Gumais of the Chal, the Chal is full of Gumais, Lechalach, and it's full of Cholub. So the thing that becomes us is the Cholub, not the Bosar. Cholov is a makabel tam from the k'deira, from all of the bus from the k'deira, all of the bus from the k'deira is nice and tam in the cholov. So what's also here is the cholov. The bus of the chal is really mutter. So since the bus of the chal is really mutter, you can mitzav the bus of the chal. I mean, what are we saying? The cholov and the bus, when they get together, they're both bus. But the point over here is, in the Chal you have Cholov and you have Basar. I mean, the Rai says it's not really Cholov, but with Rabbanon it's called Cholov. So you have Cholov and you have Basar. The Cholov is the minority ingredient in the Sekhtera. The Basar is the majority ingredient of the Sekhtera. So the Cholov is not nice and time in the Basar. The Basar is nice and time in the Cholov. So when you have this, when you cook the Chal in the Basar, when you cook the Chal in the pot, the Cholov Shevetoich HaKchal is Mekabel Ta'am Basar. It becomes Basar. But the basar of the chal, that's the same as the rest of the basar in the pot. It doesn't get tam cholov because the tam cholov is misfashit b'shovah. That's what Taisus explains. Taisus says, we'll see Taisus inside in a second. Taisus says that when you cook the chal, the cholov is mischalik b'shovah in the whole pot, including into the basar chal itself. The basar chal itself doesn't get more tam cholov than the rest of the pot. The tam cholov is misfashit b'shovah. So therefore, since the cholov is less than shishim in the pot, so there's no tam cholov in the pot. So neither is there any tam cholov in the basar of the chal. So therefore, the basar of the chal doesn't get any tam. So it's mistarif to the shishim. It's part of the shishim. Since the cholov divides itself equally among everything in the pot, among all the basar in the pot, including the basar of the chal. So what I want to know is the cholov nice and tam in the basar? So I make a calculation of all of the basar, including the basar of the chal itself. And since the cholov is less than shishim, connected the basar, including the basar of the chal itself. So the cholov is batul b'shishim, and the cholov is not nice in time in the basar. Yeah, Taisus is going to ask. So then, if that's the case, so the cholov should be the cholov is also, because the cholov is certainly full of tam basar. The whole pot is full of tam basar. The cholov is also, but it should be batul b'shishim. We don't taste it. So why is the cholov? Why is the chal also at all? Yeah, that Taisus is going to discuss. So Taisus answers that. That's only the Siddur Rabbanan. Since it takes time for the Cholov to go out, so until the Cholov gets finished leaving the Chal, during that interim time, the Cholov was also, and therefore they asked the Chal. But they asked the Chal because of the Cholov Shabbat, not because of the Basar Shabbat. So Taisus learns, according to Taisus, we'll see more in Taisus inside, the Protius. But according to Taisus, the reason why the Chal is Min HaMinyan is because we only ask the chal because of the cholov shabbat. Because the cholov shabbat doesn't go out all at once until it finishes going out. It's going to be osur, and the cholov is certainly saturated with tam osur. So our interest over here is the cholov is a dover osur. But the chal is mutter. The chal itself is mutter because the chal is not mekabel tam from the chol of any more than the rest of the basar in the pot, and together it's more than shishim. So umemela the chal is a. That's why the chal is mina. I don't know if that's what the pshat. I don't know if that's the mashmaus in Rashi. Rashi just says hoyel chal min hetehu. Hoyel min hetehu. Chal is min hetehu. Taisa means like Rashi. If Rashi means like Taisa, it's very sosim in Rashi. Chal min hetehu. Yeah, very exactly what I mean. What does Rashi mean? Chal is min hetter. Yeah, before you cooked it, it was min hetter. Now you cook it, it's basar b'chol. What does Rashi want? Taisus, I understand. Taisus is mazal b'arichus, what he means. The Rashi of the year is very saucy. We'll have to come back to it. Yeah, Beit Shishli Tomei. Then the Gemara goes on and says, Omer Gisik Beit Rav Mishashio, Chal Atzmi Osu. The chal itself is taka also. Why is the chal also? So in the hemshech of the Gemara before that it's really only the rabban, because really the Gemara says all the chalav leaves the chal. The Gemara taka asks why is the chal also? The Gemara says that when you cook the chal, all the chalav goes out. If you take the chal and you take it up and you put it into another k'deira, by rights it should be mutter. The Gemara says but the rabban made it into a nevela. Shavu Rabban Kinevel. Gemara doesn't explain why. So Rashi says, "Chal atzmi also sharei habosan nosan baitam." The basar in the pot is nice and tam in the chal. Behulei nosan tam the basar l'fishim u'atoyel. Also a little bit sosim in Rashi. What's the hesbro here? According to Taisus, it means the chalav in the chal is. Well, meanwhile, we don't know really the end of the sugya right now. For the time being, we're actually saying the shishim connected the chal, including the chal itself, but the shishim connected the chal. So the chal is not nice and time in the pot, but the pot is nice and time in the chal. The buster of the pot is nice and time in the chal. So maybe the chal atzmi is also, but the pot is mutter. Yeah, at face value right now, it's actually not so complicated. The pot is nice and time in the chal. The chal is not nice and time. Every time you have shishim, it's like that. Let's say I have a. And a piece of cheese fell into a pot of meat. Then you have 60 times as much meat as you have cheese. And the cheese is floating around. So the meat is mutter because I have 60 times the cheese. It's not nice and time in the meat. But the meat was certainly nice and time in the cheese. You have a little piece of cheese in a big pot of meat. The bottom of the cheese is nice and time in the cheese is makabel time. The cheese is full of time. Basar. The cheese is osir, but the basar is mutter. So Rashi says, that's right over here as well. The pot is mutter because the chal is not nice and time in the pot. So the pot is mutter. But the chal, which is milchik, was certainly mekabel of tam basar. So that's why the chal is. That's why the chal atzma is also. Yeah, look, the most intriguing at the end of the sugi is, but all the chalav and the chal went out. So now I have an empty chal. If I have an empty chal, so then what's also? All I have is the part that's left over is not milchik. Once the chal has been depleted, so what's left over is not milchik at all. So why? Who cares? It was mekabel tam basar. Yeah, that's the gemara at the end. Shavu kin nevel. Says in my writer, "Amar Rashi kavina be'afkana yiboylon, ki misharinin v'didei misharinin v'maid enofik minei misharinin." When I measure the chal, do I measure against the chal as a whole, or the milk that came out of the chal? So where it says, "Pita v'didei misharinin v'maid enofik minei minoyadino," how do you know how much milk came out? You have to mishar in the chal itself. Rashi, I don't care about the chal itself. The chal itself I'm going to throw out. Chal asmi also. I only care about what came out of the chal. So maybe I should measure the basar, the k'deiru, against what came out of the chal. Why do I have to measure against the chal itself? It's not as if I want to eat the chal itself. It's not as if I want to eat the chal itself. So it's Mashman Rashi. Let's say the chal is nimayach into the pot. Then about even eat shishim connected the chal, because then I'm eating the chal. About I need shishim connected the. Then it's b'didei misharina. About it, then it's b'didei misharina. What's my mind in ofik minay? Then about it'll be b'didei misharina. Since I'm throwing the chal out, So maybe I shouldn't have to be, maybe I only have to reckon keneged the ma'adinofik, not keneged, since the chal is not nimayach, the chal I'm actually taking and throwing away. So I don't have to be, maybe I don't have to be mishara keneged the chal, only keneged ma'adinofik minay. Let me see also the chal is ha'ar. The way Tosis is masbir, let's say the chal would be nimayach. Let's say that the chal would be nimayach. But the thing that's also in the chal is not the chal, it's the cholov. So there's still a mokum to ask the question. Am I mishar connected the whole chal? Or am I only mishar connected the cholov that's in the chal? Rashi's mashmo, if the chal would be nimoyach, there'd be nothing to talk about. A varied after mishar connected the volume of the whole chal. I'm not sure what to do with this yet. We'll see. We'll flag it meanwhile. But you hear what I'm saying? L'chayra. Taisus, the whole Yisrael, we haven't done Taisus and Sayyid, but the Yisrael of Taisus Mahalach in the Sugi is that the Isra of Chal is the Cholov that's in the Chal. Not the Basar of Chal. The Basar of Chal is the same as the Basar in the rest of the Pak. It has no special status over here, the Basar of the Chal. The Cholov is not nice in time of the Basar of Chal any more than it's nice in time of the rest of the Pak. There's no Chatich HaNas in the Veilo. The chal itself, the basar chal is of Adam is of Adam mutter. What Chazal asked was the cholov. When Tosfos discusses, either cholov all goes out, but Tosfos says, but we have to make believe kilu cholov didn't go out because it doesn't go out all at once. So we're not going to tell people, you know, it's mutter after 10 minutes. So maybe, you know, what kind of time frame are we going to give for it? So therefore, we treat it as if there's still cholov stuck in the chal. But the issue is the cholov in the chal, not the chal itself. So now the Gemara is a baya. Are we mishayer keneged the whole volume of the chal, or keneged my denofik minay? The Yisrael of the Shaila is, are we Mishaya? Then all the Cholov comes out. The Gemara says all the Cholov comes out. So what's the Gemara's Baya then? The Hemshech Gemara, we see that really all of the Cholov comes out. So what's the Baya for Mishaya Keneged Didei Keneged Ma'adinofik Minei? Because even if all of the Cholov comes out, that's not the same as the volume of the Chal. You know, the Chal is full of and the Chal is not like a lathe that is an empty receptacle that you can measure how much dam is inside the lathe. The Chal is Guma, it's you cut open the chal, you don't see a pool of milk in the middle. The chal is just saturated with milk. So we really don't know, how could we know how much milk is in the chal? Once we throw the chal in the pot, all the milk comes out. So that's the Gemara Shaila. How are we Mishar? Are we Mishar Keneged the whole volume of the chal? Or maybe we're only Mishar Keneged the cholov that's in the chal. If you taste the chur, that's the bayah. And the Gemara's answer is, we can't measure it. Pshita the day Misharinim, because if it would be my denofim, how do we know how much cholov is in the chal? So by the way, we have to assume that this cholov in the chal, kilu, this cholov in the chal connected the whole, that corresponds to the whole volume of the whole volume of the chal. But if that's the pshat in the Gemara, then it doesn't really make a difference if we're throwing the chal away or if the chal would be nimayach. The Gemara is bayit would be just as valid if the chal was nimayach. We could still ask, are we mishar connected the whole volume of the chal, or are we mishar only connected the volume of milk that's inside of the chal? Which is fine, if he tells us that's fine, but the mashmoy is actually not doing it. Mashmoy of Rashi is that had the chal itself been imayach in the pot, there'd be nothing to talk about. A vali you would need to be mishar b'didei. You would have to be mevatel the whole chal, not only the milk that's in the chal. But since that's not true, since the chal itself we're throwing out anyway, because chal atzmai also. So therefore, we're only interested in ma'adinofik b'nei. So maybe ma'adinofik b'nei misharino. My answer is going to be no yadino. So therefore, we have to be mevatel the whole chal. So there's an intimation over here in Rashi. Maybe Rashi really holds, not like places, that the issue of the chal is not only the milk that's inside of the chal, but somehow the basar of the chal also becomes us. And therefore, had the chal been nimayach, avada still have a poshut, it would be didei misharina. We wouldn't have to command to minoy adina. Avada, that since the whole basar, the whole chal is us, including the basar shabbat, we would need to be mevatel the chal itself. But since that's not true, since, says Rashi, since the case is the chal is not nimayach, the case is that we throw it away, mishti shadino. So meila, that gemara's a shalach, so if we're throwing the thing away, so we only have to worry about the plate, what it was maflit into the pot. What it was maflit into the pot is maybe less than the volume of the chal, says the gemara, but you know yadino. Yeah, We'll see later, maybe, if there's a, how this going to be, how this will play out. But there's a that's the chayim hashmais here. This ties in. I mean, I think you should already realize this ties in. I think to the with the Rashi before, when Rashi before said, when the Gemara says that chal min aminyan, so Taisus explains why it's chal min aminyan. So Taisus says, because I'm really only worried about the chal. The chal itself is not the meat of the chal is not the davar also. The meat of the chal is not the issue. The issue is the chal that's in the chal. So maybe the meat of the chal is on the side of the bus is. I can lump the meat of the chal together with the rest of the meat in the pot, that collectively the shishim can egg at the cholub. So the cholub becomes also the meat, it's part of the meat. And there's nothing special about the meat of the chal. The meat of the chal is just more meat in the pot. What's special over here is the cholub that's in the chal. That's what Tesh understands, the chal min aminyan. I can count the meat of the chal towards the 60, because the meat of the chal is not the dover hanesa over here, it's the cholub that becomes nesa. Because the cholub is less, it's makabal tam from the bus, so the bus is not makabal tam from the cholub. We saw already Rashi not mashma that way. Rashi and mashma is a different svara. Hoylu min heter, whatever that means, hoylu min heter. So this mashmois advarim is that is it's connected to the Rashi that we're seeing now as well. The Rashi doesn't have this bifurcation that the issur is the basa, the issur is the cholov, and we're not worried. It's not the basa. It's the cholov and the chal that's becoming us, and not the basa. See again in Rashi that actually the basa of the chal is also us. So why is chal min aminyan? So Rashi is chayulim min hetu, whatever that means. We don't know what that means, but chayulim min hetu. You know, here we see again in Rashi, if the chal be nimayach habari, we need shishin connected to the whole chal. Because the whole chal is the dover anasa. When chal atzmei osur, we don't mean that only the, chalim in the chal is osur, like Tosis. Chal atzmei osur means the whole chal is osur. We don't have yet a theory of Rashi. I don't know what's how Rashi learned Dotsugi yet. We're just getting started. But we're just picking up on the diukim in Rashi. See already for the second time, Mashmois and Rashi, that when we say Chal Atzmei Osir, it means the Chal and the Basa together. It's Lapuki from Tosus. Tosus is clear. Chal Atzmei Osir means the Chol of Shebegumis is us. And Mashmois and Rashi is no. Chal Atzmei Osir means the Chal, the whole Chal is us. Yeah, Sedek says to then the Gemara goes right there. So the Mois is fine. So we have to be Shaka Negev today because we know Yadina. We don't know how much is being mafid. So if it falls into a second tera, it should be mutter. So what's the kasha? So Rashi says, you're telling me that Mishar can get the whole chal. So if they'll kule, so then everything becomes bottle. Shaholuch kol atzmei betavshul. Everything that gives up everything into the tavshul. Dilav hochi. If that's not true, when you cook the chal, it holds something back. It doesn't give up all of its time into the tafshil. Some of the time is held back, so that I might buy shishim kineged kule. I think it should be. Why is it b'didei misharinon? You should only be misharin by the nofik b'nei. Apparently, you assume that it gave up everything. The came in the kule batalte, and since it gave up all of its time, and that became bottle v'roiv. Chal itself you can throw in the garbage, but what, all the time that it has to give, it already gave. So therefore, nofel b'teir acheres al ye'oser. Rashi doesn't answer. Rashi doesn't address the glaring question, which places this: what's the kash altogether? The Gemara didn't say that that the kulim misharinon because we think that the chal gave up so much time that the chal really has the volume of the whole chal. The Gemara says because mino yadin, because it's a suffix. So it's a suffix, so we don't know how to mishar b'kulay. But that doesn't mean that the chal, maybe the chal can give and it can keep on giving. So the chal gives into this kedera and it gives again into the next kedera. Like what's b'chal in the Gemara? Taisha says this kash. Taisha says terutzim. Sveikas, the suffix, it's only, anyway, only Darabon, it was really only suffix, and we suffix, we'd be mekel. Taisha says chesbay. Rashi doesn't seem to be misyaches to the problem. Somehow the Gemara seems to assume that holach kolatzmi b'tavshul. When you cook the chal, the reason b'didei misharino, you see that holach kolatzmi b'tavshul, that the chal gives up all of its time into the tavshul, all of the cholov. Tosfos learns kolatzmi. Tosfos learns all of the cholov gave up all of the cholov into the tavshul because according to Tosfos, we're only worried about the cholov. We're not really worried about the basa. We're only worried about the cholov. If see Rashi that we're worried about the Basa too, at least the indications Rashi were that we're worried about the Basa too, we'll say the Basa also gave up all of its time. Whatever the Basa has to be maflit, it already gave up into the Keter. So why is the Keter Shni also? And for the Gemara came with Amar Yitzchak Beit Amar Shashi Chal Atzmi also. Since we said before that the Chal itself is also Chal Atzmi also. They made it like a chatichas nevela. But that apparently is poshetos. That by a real chatichas nevela, I don't say if you cooked it in one pot, it gave up all of its time and you put it into another pot that has nothing left to give. That's somehow axiomatic by the Gemara, that's a vada natural. A piece of nevela mamish, you put it in the kedera, you cook it, it's nice and time in the kedera. I don't say, oh, now it's depleted, there's nothing left. The keter is nice and time again. The nevela, rather, a real chatichas nevela, is nice and time indefinitely. It's only a chal that's not nice and time indefinitely. Apparently, here already there's a mashmois. Because the chal, when it gives up all of the milk, now there's a mashmois. When the chal gives up its milk, we're really only worried about the milk. So since we're only worried about the milk, so then we could say it gave up all of the milk. Nosim chalatzmi b'keter. It gave up all of the milk into the keter. But since Ramei Rabban, they said chalatzmi osur, so we have to treat it as if it's basur nevela, says Rashi. Kevodom Rav Yitzchok. Mipnei, shebetchila neser atchalei nistamik, mishenosin b'keter akter b'tam, miyad neser. Before it was nistamik, before all the milk went out, the chal became osur. From the point when the chalav, before the chalav was in stomach legamri, and when it had chalav, so we said the chal atzmi is also, and from that point forward we treat the whole chal as an avela. And once we treat the whole chal as an avela, so then it asks all of the pots. It says in the Mishnah Gid, if you cook it with other gidim, bizman shemakiri is benois in tam. I don't say, well, it's depleted. You know, I already cooked it in the Yerech, it gave up all of its time. It's Mashma the Mishnah that whenever you have a gid, you ben agidim, and you cook them in a pot, it's always nice and time. You have to throw away the gid, and everything else has been nice and time. Apparently, the gid itself is nice and time, and it could be nice and time again, Because that's a given, that the Dover HaOser, Nevela, gid, the Dover HaOser, Misaratzmi, could be nice and time in indefinite amount of times. So it's only about the Chal, really, really, here already there's a Mashmoisin, here for the first time, there's a Mashmoisin Rashi, that's the Chal is the problem. Since it's the chalav that's a problem, the chalav is really gone. So the chalav is really gone. Nafluk teiracheres layosir. Once the chalav is gone, says here actually for the first time. Here's the first time we're seeing something which sounds like tesis. That really the chalav is gone, and since the chalav is gone, the teiracheres should be mutter. Nafluk teiracheres should be mutter. However, says Rashi, since it took place before it was in its time of legamer. When there was chalav in the chal, so the chal was also. So shavur rabbanan, the rabbanan said that the chal is the status of an avela, and since the chal is the status of an avela, so now even though all of the chalav went out, it falls into another pot. Shavur rabbanan kechatichas nevela, and an avela gives and gives and gives, and therefore it's also. So what's going on? Now all of a sudden it's Mashman Rashi that it's the chol of the chal that's the problem. But before we had the Yukim and Rashi that it's the boss of the chal that's the problem. Like when the Gemara said the Didei Misharim and Ovimai Benofik Minei. So Rashi says that the whole Mishael is because it's not Nimoyach, it's because you're throwing it away. But if it would be Nimoyach, it would be Mashman Rashi, about you'd have to Misharim connect the whole chal. Well, why? But why should that be true? If the problem is the chol of Shabbat, then even if it would be nimayach, then we should still have the shayla of b'didei misharim inu b'mayach b'nofik b'nei misharim inu. So maybe the answer is that this Rashi is the bridge. The answer is avada midaraisa. That's how it should be. That's really only the chol of Shabbat. And once the chol of Shabbat is gone, then it's not a problem. And therefore, if there would be nimayach, the chol of is in the maybe only if there be mishak and negative the chol of. But since the Gemara says in the Maskana that Shavu Rabbanan can avela, that since Kaidim Shinitz Tamek there was Chalav in the Chal, so the Shavu Rabbanan can avela, And that's why it asks a Kteira Cheres, even though the Maisa in the Kteira Cheres is no more Chalav. But since the Bosa Shavu Rabbanu Kinevela, so maybe Rashi learns Shavu Rabbanu Kinevela means that even though by rights really only the Chalav should be, but should be the problem, but Chazal said that the Midir Rabbanu, the Bosa Chal is also the problem. Shavu Rabbanu Kinevela. And in the Shavu Rabbanu Kinevela it says that not only is the Chalav of the Chal Osir, but the Bosa of the Chal is Osir. Now Midir Rabbanu and the Bosa of and the whole thing's the Rabban. But now Midir Rabban and the Bosa of the Chal is Osir. Since Midir Rabban and the Bosa of the Chal is Osir, so Mele, if the Chal be Nimayach, Avari have to Mishai Kenegit Kula, there'd be nothing, wouldn't even be mocking for a Shaila. Because the Bosa of the Chal is Osir. But since we throw away the Chal, so Mele, the Gemara had a Shaila before, maybe I only should Mishai B'mai Denofik Mele, but the Gemara says, Mino Yadino. So if you put all the Rashi's together, it would be mashlim. Now he's starting to have maybe cohering more of a theory of how Rashi and the whole sukkah. We're putting all these pieces together. Yeah, ha'olam in heter, whatever that means. We don't know what that means. Ha'olam in heter. That's takanat sukkah. What is ha'olam in heter? Remind me in a second. Maybe we'll try to think about that. But the point what I want to bring out is, on the one hand, it's lapuki from Tosis, which we haven't done yet, but you've seen Tosis. But Tosis is the simple pshat. Tosis learns that from this in the sugya, from beginning to end, the issue is the chol of not the boss, the chol of the chal and not the boss of the chal. Tosis says it has to be. If the issue be the boss, it'll be chaticha nas in the veilah, and if it be chaticha nas in the veilah, then chal wouldn't be minaminyan. Tosis learns that we'll have to think about what Rashi does with chaticha nas. Well, Tosis learns that the reason why the chal is not min haminyan, maybe start like that. Tosis learns the reason why the chal is not min haminyan. The reason why the chal is min haminyan. This is the beginning of Tosis. The reason why the chal is min haminyan is because the basar of the chal is really fine. It's not problematic at all. You can see the Tosis inside just those first few lines of Tosis. Tosis is chal min haminyan. Min taimer came in the chal atzmei osur k'raminu b'samach. Why is the chal not min haminyan? The Gemara says chal atzmei osur. It sounds like the boss of the chal is osur. If the boss of the chal is osur, then once it's osur, forever. That's chaticha nas nevela. Once it's osur, it stays osur. So if the boss of the chal is problematic, if the boss of the chal is osur, so why is the chal min haminyan? You have to be mevatel not only the cholov, you have to be mevatel the boss of the chal too. So you should need shishim keneged the chal. And Tosis answers, "V'yesh leimer, the hay the also lav mishum shehei tam cholov bechal yosim mishar boser. The cholov does not go into the boser of the chal any more than it goes into the rest of the pot. If you have shishim in the pot of boser, then the cholov is equally disappears equally amongst all of the boser in the pot, including the boser of the chal itself. So in a case when you have shishim of boser, including the boser of chal, can I get the cholov? The boser of chal, like the rest of the boser in the pot." Has no tam cholov. There's no. We don't say. Well, there's more tam cholov in the boser of the chal. The cholov was batul b'shishim. It's batul b'shishim in everything, and therefore it's not nice and tam in the other pieces of meat in the pot. Nor is it nice and tam in the boser of the chal itself. And therefore, the chal itself, the boser of the chal itself, is mutter because it has no tam cholov. So why is the chal atzmei osur? So Tosis says elafish yesh be'gumais. The chal is full of gumais. We have chal of konus l'seichel, and in those gumais there's milk. The yesh ba'isi chal of tam basa, and that milk has tam basa, right? Because whenever you have something, whenever you have a little bit of milk in a plate of meat, the meat doesn't have any tam chal, but the chal has plenty of tam of meat. So the milk that's in the chal has tam basa. The esher la'afishay min hakal le'achash nisbashel, and you can't squeeze it out once it's been cooked. Before it's cooked, the Mishnah says you can cut it open, squeeze it out, and you can get rid of the milk. And then you're allowed to cook it. But here you cooked it without getting rid of the cup, without getting rid of the milk, without squeezing out the milk in advance. And once it's cooked, now it's stuck. You can't get it out. Basule mahani le kriya. Now kriya doesn't work. So therefore, the problem is only the cholov and the guma is not the chal itself. So Tosfos, since the problem is the cholov and the guma, that's the reason why chal atzmei is min haminyan. Because you can mitzaref the bosser with the rest of the bosser chal with the rest of the bosser to be mevatel the chol of she begumis. Then the Hemshech Tosfos addresses that one second, the Gemara says in the Hemshech that Nafalik Tera Cheres Lo Yosser, that actually when you cook it, all of the Cholov goes out. So if all of the Cholov goes out, so why is Chal Atzmai Yosser? You're telling me the whole problem is the Cholov Shebegumais, but all of the Cholov Shebegumais actually leaves. That's later on in Taisus. Taisus asks, Dim Taimar, well, it's actually right here. Matama Chal Atzmai Yosser, Alei Kola Cholov Akonis Yosseich Begumais Niflet Lachutzum Ispashit, but Niflet Beshovel Kola Chatichas, Kiri Omer Demisharim Bekulei. Tosis says that all of the cholov goes out. So if all of the cholov goes out, so why is chal atzmai osur? You just told me that the problem is only the cholov akonis beguma. It's not the basar that was nas in the veil. The problem that's the basar not nas in the veil. Tosis learns the basar is not nas in the veil. Why? Maybe we should talk about that a second. Why is the basar not nas in the veil? Why don't we say chaticha nas in the veil? What happened to Chaticha Nas Nevela? Because the Tam Cholo was never nivelous more in the Basar Kala than anything else. It's like you have a Chaticha inside the Reitiv, and the Tipas Cholo falls on the Chaticha, so that the Tam is mispashit b'shava. There's no Chaticha Nas Nevela. You only say Chaticha Nas Nevela when the Chaticha is chutz the Reitiv. So then the Chaticha is the Tipa is stuck in the Chaticha. So then you say Chaticha Nas Nevela. So Tosfos says here it's like since the Kal is in the pot. So the cholov that's in the gumais, when it starts to go, it goes everywhere equally. It's mispashit b'shavah. So therefore, the basar never. It's not like a regular chaticha nas nevela. Chaticha nas nevela was two stages. First, the chaticha was bachutz. It was makabel tam cholov. It was nas nevela, and then later, it stays in the nevela forever. But here, there were no two stages. The minute you started cooking the chal, the cholov went out b'shavah into the chal into the other basar in the pot. So mele, there's no chaticha nas nevela. So the only problem is the cholov shebegumais, not the cholov hakonis begumais, and not the basar akal. But now Tosfos asks, but the cholov hakonis, you're telling me the problem is the cholov hakonis begumais, but the cholov hakonis begumais, the Gemara says, leaves. Nafalik Tera Cheres, the Gemara thinks, lo yosser. So if the cholov leaves, so why is it takash of yukin avail? Why is the chal osser? The whole problem is the cholov, and the cholov is gone. So why is it takash osser? The Gemara says, yukin avail, but why shav yukin avail? So Tosfos answers, "Lefi Yeshleima, lefi she mitchilas bishulei kaidim shiotz acholav l'gamei neser acholav shebechal, mipnei tam abasa shevay." Since in the beginning there was cholav in the gumis, the cholav is spreading b'shava, but it takes time for it to spread b'shava. Meanwhile, there's cholav shebegumis. So it takes who knows, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. Meanwhile, there's cholav shebegumis. Ve'oz loyah yochalotzus bekriya, and that cholav, if you take the chal out, would be already too. You couldn't get. Tosfos already said you can't extract it anymore with kriya. So now the only way to extract the cholov is to cook it for half an hour, let's say, or whatever it is. So you have to cook it for half an hour. So maybe not, people aren't going to realize that, and somebody's going to eat it before the half an hour is done. Hilkuch af la'achash and nichmer bishulei shekvayot seyul kulei sulei mishtoi. So therefore, it remains also. It's the efshel seich. So one second, but why sulei mishtoi? Why is it sulei mishtoi? Maybe we do sulei mishtoi. Since till a half an hour was done, there was cholov in the gumais, so the chaticha stays in its system. So why? But why should that be true? The ma'aseh the cholov left. So Tosfos two svaros. First he says the efshel l'soich de'osam. That's the gemara kufches efshel l'soich de'osam. Come back in a second. Or maybe it's a special gezer. People are going to eat it before the half an hour is done. Tosfos has two svaros. One is efshel l'soich de'osur. The one is it's gzeira up to people are going to eat it before the half an hour is done. So we have to treat it as if the cholov is still there. But what's this first svar of Tosfos? Efshel l'soich de'osur. Efshel l'soich de'osur is the Gemara in Kufches. The Gemara says in conjunction with chaticha nas nevela. The Gemara says chaticha nas nevela is predicated on the idea of efshel l'soich de'osur. Efshel l'soich de'osur, which should the words mean, if you have a piece of basar, if you could, and it was also from the tipas cholov. So even though now I'm cooking the basar and the cholov is going out. So it's efshel l'soich de'osur, but nonetheless the basar remains also. So the Gemara Kufches says that if efshel l'soich de'osur mutter, that means if you have a piece of meat and it was makabel tam from cholov, and then you cook it together with some, and then you throw it into another pot, and the cholov leaves, the basar reverts to being mutter, then you can't say chaticha nas nevela. What do you mean chaticha nas nevela? The basar actually reverts to being mutter. It must be that efshel l'soich de'osur, that the piece that when the cholov leaves, the piece of meat remains also, and then you can say chaticha nas nevela. So there's an open question These two, this is the first time we're encountering it. These two concepts, Efshelusoichdeoser and Chaticha Nasin Devela, are they two ways of saying the same thing, or are these actually two separate ideas? The Ramban, the Ran over there in Kukles, it's Rashi, it's one idea. The reason why Efshelusoichdeoser is because Chaticha Nasin Devela. It's one concept. It's just the words Efshelusoichdeoser refer to what happens to the piece of meat itself. That it's also, and the words chatikah nas nevela means that this piece of nevela, since it's osir intrinsically, in other words, eshel seichli osir means the bosir remains osir intrinsically, the bosir itself, and therefore chatikah nas nevela, therefore it now is treated as a nevela and it asks other things, but it's really one svar. The Ramban, the Ran over there, it's mashmal. It's all one thing. In Tosfos, you can't say it that way. The Rabbi Krager asked this. He said Tosfos. Rabbi Krager actually asked it for a kashan Tosfos. What does Tosfos mean? Eshel seichli osir. Eshel seichli is why is eshel seichli osir? Because chaticha nas is nevela. But Tosfos just finished saying at the top of the Tosfos that by chal there is no chaticha nas nevela because the cholov doesn't go into the chal anymore. Than the cholov only goes into the chal the same way it goes into the rest of the packets. It's mischalik b'shavas, so there is no chaticha nas nevela over here. So if there's no chaticha nas nevela over here, so then there's no eshel seichli either. Okay, you're in the Gilgan Ashasias. There's a chisi lahavin. A boser achal loy nesa rak acholov kibol tam a boser v'nesa acholov that's in the gumos v'osa lechal achal mitzad shayichol gam kin acholov v'achar gemar bishuli shiyotza acholov lachutz v'meilu yeh mutter dehay a boser loy nesa klal u'mashayich le'efshel seich dosa. What does it have to do with efshel seich dosa? Taisus l'chor at first blush this is a very shreya taisus. How can say efshel seich dosa? The whole point of Tosfos at the beginning, the whole force of Tosfos is to tell me that when you're in a chal, it's only the chal of shibagumis that's a problem. The basar does not, the basar is not the problem. Because the basar of the chal is not any different than the rest of the pot. The chal of is mischalik b'shava. It's like the tipo that fell into a chaticha, b'soichach, b'soichach roitiv. That's chaticha, doesn't have any special status. So how can you say, so what's the actual seichta? Taste cells. That is not true. That Efshel Seichli Osir and Chaticha Nas and Nevela are two separate ideas. Efshel Seichli Osir means, Efshel Seichli Osir means that if a Chaticha had Isser in it, then even if the Isser leaves, leaves 100%, or it doesn't leave 100%, let's say, it leaves enough to be bottled berayv. It never leaves 100%. So the chalav doesn't leave the chal totally, there's some chalav in the chal, the same as in the rest of the pot. But it goes down to the level, that fuses out to the level of the rest of the pot. So Taisus of Pound Hills, Efshel Seichli also means, if you have a piece of chal, if you have a chal, and it was also machmas, the chalav shibagumis, so even though all the chalav shibagumis left, but I have to treat it as if, I mean, virtually all the chalav nagum is left. The din of Eshel Seichli is I have to treat the chal as if the chalav shibagum is still there. But it's a separate thing from chaticha nas nevela. Chaticha nas nevela would mean that the bosa. It's not chaticha nas nevela. As you said, there's no chaticha nas nevela here. It's a separate thing from Chaticha Nas and Nevela. It's a husband. The Gemara puts them together. The Gemara does say that one is built on the other. Chaticha Nas Nevela is because it's Efshel Seichli also. Now, I'm saying that somehow here you have a case. It's not a formal steer. The Gemara in Kufches says that, that if Efshel Seichli be mutter, then you wouldn't say Chaticha Nas and Nevela. So here he's saying, but you could still have a case of Efshel Seichli also. That's not a case of Chaticha Nas and Nevela. But what's the Habon over here? What's the Habanah? The Pashat Habanah in Efshel Seichli Osir is like the Ran says, like the Ramban. The reason why Efshel Seichli is Osir because when a Tipas Chola falls into a Chaticha, the Basar becomes Osir Mitzar Atzmai, and that's exactly the reason of Chaticha Nas and Nevela. It's one underlying theme. Eshel Seichet is also, the piece of meat remains also even though the chalav left, because the meat, having been nesar, becomes also intrinsically. Even if the chalav is no longer here. And since it's also intrinsically, it's a chatik hanas and nevela. Here we see in Tosfos that you have a case where there's no chatik hanas and nevela, because the chalav is not going into the psarik chal in any special way. It goes into the whole kneir b'shavet. And yet, since there was chalav shibagumais, so you know it left, but that goes into the heading of Efshe L'Seichdei, Efshe L'Seichdei Os.
Is it probably more like a practical svara that we're concerned with? We're concerned, like, once there's an issur that's inside something, we're concerned that people are going to need to make up? I mean, would fit, because then Tosfos says, even, what's Tosfos saying when he says even an Efshe?
Okay, it could be.
I mean, was he making up a new svara? Or maybe in this case, even Efshe L'Seichdei Mutter would say there's a concern.
Okay, fine. I could live with that. We'll say it's just a gzera, it's a takana, actually, you know, we're afraid that maybe it's like not so much distance between the first teretz of Taisus and the second teretz of Taisus. The first teretz of Taisus, Efshe L'Seichdei also means this is a global concern. Whenever we have tam that was in a tam issur that was nischat, you have to be chayshish that maybe people aren't gonna wait or it's not gonna be fully nischat. And then the oyish lemer is that maybe it's not a global svar of Efshe L'Seichdei. Maybe Efshe L'Seichdei, I don't know, maybe Efshe L'Seichdei doesn't apply. Maybe it only applies in Chatik HaNasaveil or whatever. But it's a local svar, particularly by Cholav. As Tosfos is Mamshech to explain it, by the Cholav, it's a particular concern. But then I want to understand, if Efshe L'Seichdei just means this concept that, you know, Midrabanan, we're afraid. So then why does the din of Chatik HaNasaveil hinge on Efshe L'Seichdei? Let's just think it out. Talk it out. I mean, the Gemara does say Chatik Nas Nevela is predicated on Efshe L'Seichdei. Chatik Nas Nevela is a very different concept. Chatik Nas Nevela means that the Basar becomes Asur intrinsically. I guess we could set it up like this. We could say that let me ask it like this. If halach, we hold chaticha nas nevela. Now that we hold chaticha nas nevela, so then, doesn't it follow automatically that Efshe L'Seichdei is also for the same reason, and then we no longer need to say this gezerah kind of svar? I mean, now that there's halacha of chatik hanas in the veila, in cases we have chatik hanas in the veila, so that tells me that the basar becomes also intrinsically. So isn't that's a reason? Isn't that likewise a reason? The basar is also intrinsically. Well, if the basar is also intrinsically to asr other things, then likewise it's also intrinsically to the asr itself. I mean, that mechayre is a double pasha. So then, lahalacha that chaticha nas in nevela, there's no reason to think that Efshe L'Seichdei, in the regular case of chaticha nas in nevela, means anything more than what chaticha nas in nevela means. So then the question is, who told Tosfos that there's some other svara of Efshe L'Seichdei that means something else, that's merely a gzeira that had nothing to do with chaticha nas in nevela? Well, this is, I think, the best way to ask the question. Yes, of course it's possible that there could be a svar of Efshe L'Seichdei that doesn't depend on chaticha nas nevela. I can imagine a world where chaticha nas nevela is not true. Chaticha is not nas nevela. We don't have this magic that the basar becomes also intrinsically. Maybe we don't subscribe to that. And we'll still hold Efshe L'Seichdei also for a different reason entirely, because we're going to say there are two cases where the issa didn't go out. So we don't allow the chaticha's basar itself because we're afraid you're going to eat it before the issa went out. But we still don't say chaticha nas is nevela. They treat the whole nevela as being as min b'minoy and so on and so forth. Of course, there could be such a world, but we don't live in that world. We live in a world where we paskin chaticha is nas is nevela, and once we paskin chaticha nas is nevela, then for the very same reason that chaticha nas is nevela and the chaticha now is treated as iser to aser other things with min minir lebotel, for example. So for the very same reason, the basar, that since it's aser intrinsically, is also aser mitzad atzman, and it's also to eat itself. If it asks other things, it's certainly also to eat itself. So in the world that we live in, with halachas chaticha nas and nevela, who says that there's some other gzeira of efshel l'soichli also that applies even when there's no svar of chaticha nas and nevela? But Taisha seems to posit that there's an efshel l'soichli. Where did Taisha get it from? Where did Taisha get that there's an efshel l'soichli also that is independent of chaticha nas and nevela? Maybe there's the only efshel. The Gemara says efshel l'soichli also, and the Gemara says it together with chaticha nas and nevela. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe the reason why efshel l'soichli is also is because chaticha nas and nevela. But then Rabbi Kreges, and that's Rabbi Kreges' question, really. So Rabbi Kreges says, who told Tosis that there's some kind of Efshel Soichdoi that can exist in places where Chaticha Nas Nevela doesn't apply? Maybe we say like this, the Taisha Shitasa. Because well, let's see if this plays out. We'll see if it plays out. When I was thinking about Shira, I thought this will work. We'll see if it works. We saw before in Taisha that Taisha has this special Yisoid. They only say Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Mokom She'Isa Yochel Yisvashet. That's why when you have a klipa, I don't say, well, the das is the next klipa, and the whole world becomes us. And the Ran is chaylik on the Yisai. So we talked at the time, what's the Haban in Taisa Yisai? So we saw Taisa Rosh, and this is the main thing I want is Taisa Rosh. We saw Taisa Rosh, who says, a whole new Hasbar in Chaticha Nas Nevela. That Chaticha Nas Nevela doesn't mean that when a chalav falls on a piece of basa, the basa becomes usher intrinsically, even if the chalav is gone. That's not what it means. It means, let's take a case that's not so complicated as basa b'chalav. A piece of chazer shmalz falls on chazer fat falls on a piece of meat, or falls on a potato. A piece of chazer shmalz fell on a potato, so it's not that the potato becomes also intrinsically even to the chazer shmalz leaves. Rather, Taisa Rosh says, the svar of chaticha nas nevela is that the neser is mesayeh to the oisir shelo yisbatol. So even though, let's say, a piece of chazer shmalz fell on a potato, it's nice and tam, then I mix the potato up with 50 other potatoes. So really, by rights, the chazer shmalz should be bottled by right. But since the potato is not bottled by right, and the potato was nested, the first potato was nested on the day of the chazer shmalz, so the first potato is meseyeh, the chazer shmalz not to be bottled in the tarevis. But what really asks the tarevis? The potato or the chazer shmalz? According to Zerosh. Chazer shmalz. That's why if the chazer shmalz can't get to the other potatoes for some reason, because like it's sli and only ask the klipa, or one of those kind of cases, in a case where it's going up against gravity and it's dam and not shuman and only shuman can go up and dam can't go up, all of these cases that Taisha talks about, she'ein issa yochel lehalich, then there's no problem because the potato's not also intrinsically, it's only also because of the chazer shmalz. It's the chazer shmalz that asks, except the chazer shmalz ought to be bottled. But the potato, since it's a dover hanesar, is misayeya to the chazer shmalz not to be bottled. That's what we saw in Taisus Rosh. We didn't say so much Hesber, but we saw that's what his Beferish in Taisus Rosh. Afterwards, I thought maybe the Hesber is just for Maimer Hamuska, parenthetically, that the pshat is that since the Chazer Shmalz asa the potato, so whatever chashivas the potato has, the Chazer Shmalz also has. Since the Chazer Shmalz was able to pull that it asas the potato, and the potato was necessarily the Chazer Shmalz, so whatever chashivas the potato has, that's not bottled with shishim and chamish, it's not bottled in 50 potatoes and so on. Whatever chashivas it has, or it's min b'mino, min b'minilei bottle, according to Yehuda, whatever chashivas the neser has, the thing that acid it borrows that chashivas. So the chazer shmalz, since it had the power to acid the potato, so it borrows the chashivas of the potato, and since the potato is not bottled with even 50 potatoes, or even in 100 potatoes, according to Yehuda, min b'minilei bottle, so the chazer shmalz is not bottled either. But al kapanim, it says in Taisa Rosh, and with some of that's pshat in Taisa as well, that the havon of chaticha nas nevela is that the dover hanesar helps the dover the oisin not to become bottle. And moreover, it says in Taisir Rosh that if that's true, so now it goes a step further and we can say, so you're telling me the potato doesn't become usher intrinsically. The potato is not usher intrinsically. It just, since it's a dover ha-nesar, it has this relationship with the chazer shmaltz, that it's the thing that was necessary to the chazer shmaltz. So it has the power to be misayeya, to lend its chashivas to the chazer shmaltz, that the chazer shmaltz shouldn't be bought. So now yesh lisha. But when the chazer shmaltz leaves and it's mischalik to the rest of the pot, so why don't they say, now the potato is no longer a dover ha-nesar? Because the chazer shmaltz is leaving. Once the chazer shmaltz left, the potato is now no longer the dover ha-nesar. If it's no longer the dover ha-nesar, then how could it be misayeh the chazer shmaltz? The answer is, no, for now we say efshel sech de'os. That's exactly the relationship between efshel sech de'os and chatich ha-nas and the ve'lo. Efshel sech de'os says, once a nesar, always a nesar. You know what? The potato, having been necessarily to the chazer shmaltz, it's always necessarily. It always remains necessarily to the chazer shmaltz. So now it's a nesar. And it stays a nesar. And as long as it's a nesar, which is forever, as long as it's a nesar, it can be misayeh the chazer shmaltz to ask for the rest of the path. This is going to be the Havana, which is really unpacking what's implicit in the Taisus Rosh. But I think it comes out now as a tremendous revach. It comes out that Efshel Shoich Te'osar and Chatich Nas Nevela attack two separate ideas. In Cheshbon, Chatich Nas Nevela needs Efshel Shoich Te'osar, but it's really two different ideas. Efshel Shoich Te'osar says, Chatich Nas Nevela says that a Nesar is Meseyeh La'oisir Shelo Yisbat. Like it says exactly in Taisus Rosh. But it's only true as long as the potato is a Nesar. Who says the potato is a Nesar? If the Chazer Shmaltz left, and now there's not so much Chazer Shmaltz left in the potato, less than Shishim, less than Echad B'Shishim, so why is the potato still a Dover HaNesar? So I need a new Svara to say that the potato is also L'Olam. That new Svara, and the Svara is not that the potato became Osir intrinsically. Because the whole point of Tosfos Rosh is that that's not true. The potato is not Osir intrinsically. Even Chatich HaNas Nevela doesn't mean the potato is Osir intrinsically. That's the Ran's conception. Chatich HaNas Nevela means the potato is Osir intrinsically. Tosfos' conception, Tosfos Rosh's conception, Chatich HaNas Nevela doesn't mean the potato is Osir intrinsically. It's just the potato, since it's a Dover HaNesar, is Mesayeh the Chazer Shmaltz Lo Yisbatel. So fine, so the Chazer Shmaltz is not bottled because the potato helps it. And why does the potato help it? Because it's a Dover HaNesar. But why is the potato a Dover HaNesar? When the Chazer Shmaltz leaves, it's no longer a Dover HaNesar. So I need a separate din, a separate halacha, to tell me, Efshel Shoich Te'osar, that the potato, having been Nesar, remains awesome. Neither halacha, neither the din of Efshel Shoich Te'osar, nor the din of Chatich HaNas Nevela, are because the potato became awesome intrinsically. The potato does not become awesome intrinsically. But there's a svar that it's once, since it was Nesar, it remains Nesar. That's Efshel Shoich Te'osar. And once that's true, I can then say another svara, Chatich HaNas Nevela, that a Neser is Mesei La'isa Shalei Yitzbat. But these are fundamentally two separate svaras. So Nevela Taisa says, even in a case like Chal, where you don't have Chatich HaNas Nevela, because the Cholov, there's no Chatich HaNas Nevela, the Cholov goes into the Psara Chal together with the rest of the pot and is bottled with Shishim, so the Cholov really never asks the Chal. Because when you start to cook it in the pot, it goes right away into the whole pot. So it never pauses to ask the Psara Chal. So Chatich HaNas Nevela over here doesn't apply. But the Chol Shibagumis is still awesome. But the din of Eshel HaSoichdei can still apply because these are fundamentally two separate ideas. The idea of Eshel HaSoichdei, that once something is also, once something was Nesar, it remains Nesar, that applies even to this case. Because it's still true that the Chal was Nesar. Yeah, it's not necessary because it came also intrinsically, but that's true by potatoes too. Actually, nothing becomes also intrinsically. So this thing in the world is becoming also intrinsically. Everything's only also because of the Tarevis. But nonetheless, there's a din of Eshel HaSoichdei also that once something was necessary, it remains also. And maybe, for all I know, maybe the Hesber is zero because maybe things won't come out, or maybe there's some other reason. But whatever the reason is, it's an independent concept. It's not because of Chatich HaNas Nevela. It's not even after Chatich HaNas Nevela. And here's the point. Lefi the Ran, and I'm going back, Lefi the Ran's conception, we saw the Ran holds that Chatich HaNas Nevela is Otto Bosse B'Cholof. it's otu basa b'cholav, obviously it has to do. What's special about basa b'cholav? Because by basa b'cholav there's a concept that basa becomes osur intrinsically, the cholav becomes osur intrinsically. Lefi l'ran, that's the way every chaticha nas neveli works, that they were goyzer b'shar yisum, otu basa b'cholav, that they become osur intrinsically. That's what the Ran says. He doesn't understand the place is about malkum she'en isi yochel halach. Who cares? The potato became osur intrinsically. Who cares if the chazish melts is gone? The potato is osur intrinsically. That's where the Ran is chaylik and the whole svar of Taisus. So the fi l'ran chaticha nas nevela means that when a chazish malts falls on the potato becomes osur mitzad atzma, even if the chazish malts is totally gone. Yeah, so the fi l'ran, once it's in the chaticha nas nevela, so that's why efshel seichel is osur. And that's taka what it says in the Ran of Kufches, l'shitosa. The Ran of Kufches explains that the reason why efshel seichel is osur is because chaticha nas nevela. It's one din that the potato became osur intrinsically. But since Taisus holds the potato is not osur intrinsically, v'haraya, the potato doesn't, there's no chaticha nas nevela either. It's just that the potato is misayeh to the, since it's the nesar, like the Taisus says, the nesar is misayeh to the oiser, shelo yisbatel. But what makes the potato a nesar? That's a different concept of eshel seichli also. So the Taisus holds these are two separate and independent concepts.
When we put the
chal
into the new pot, why would it still
fall? When we put the chal into the new pot, it's not true that it's a nesar and a nesar and a nesar doesn't, it actually looks like this also. But why is the chal aser the other pot? It's not chaticha nas nevel. That was the whole point of Tosfos. Chaticha is not nasa, it's nevel. Well, I saw this kasha. We can ask the kasha without everything that I just said. Taisus says that we don't say chaticha nas nevela by a chal. That's why we did damage. That's why it's chal min aminyan. The poser is, so that's still true. Even and there's taka no chaticha nas nevela by chal. There's an eshel seichdei, but there's no chaticha nas nevela. That's says in Taisus. So why, when the chal falls into another pact, does the rasa the other pact? Granted, eshel seichdei also the chal is also forever. But why is the chal asering other things? Asering other things that would require chaticha nasays. Chaticha nasa is nevela. Why is the chal? There's no milk in the chal anymore. But we say no. Also once is also forever. So fine. So the chal asin is also, but it's not. It's not also. But it's so. That's the thing of that's the thing of eshel seichli also. Eshel, right? Again, according to Tosfos, chal is in this funny space. It's in a, that it has eshel seichli also, but it doesn't have chaticha nasa nevela. So then I understand why the chal remains also, even after the chalav leaves, the chal remains also, because that's what it says in eshel seichli also, that also once is also forever. But now the chal fell into another pot. I want the chal now to asa the other pot. Well, what exactly about the chal is going to asa the other pot? The milk is gone. The meat, it's not chaticha nas nevela. The meat's not also intrinsically. So why should the chal asa the other pot? In the chayim asks, I've seen this kasha. Mustam, the answer is, I think this is what they say, that Taisus learns that efshel seichli also doesn't just mean that since the chal was also, but when the milk was there, so even if the milk is gone, it remains also. Eshel seichli also means that since the meat was also while the milk was there, so then even with it, so now we have to always imagine that the milk is there. Eshel seichli also means since the chal was since the milk was originally in the chal, and it took time for it to go out, so we say, well, for a while the chal was also because of the chal of shibugumis. So now we say, even if I will somehow squeeze the milk out by cooking it and so on, and I make the milk go out. But Eshel Seichli says that I imagine the situation is frozen when the chalav was in the gumas. That's the thing Eshel Seichli also. Since when the chalav was in the gumas, the chal was also. So Eshel Seichli also says that I imagine that the kilu time is frozen and it's kilu the chalav is still in the gumas. So then when it falls into the next pot, I imagine this chalav is in the gumas. So it's not chaticha nas nevela. Chaticha nas nevela would mean that, let's say, if you had other meat and you held like Rabbi Yehuda, the boss of that min b'mino le'botol, the boss of the chal intrinsically would ask the other meat, even the elf. That's not true. By chal, there's no chaticha nas nevela. That's the beginning of Tosfos. There's no chaticha nas nevela. The boss of the chal does not become also mitzad atzma, only mitzad the chalav shebegumis. But efshel seichli also means that I imagine that the chalav shebegumis never left. And if the chalav shebegumis never left, That's what it means. Shaviu kinevela. Shaviu kinevela means that we imagine that the chalav shebegumis never left. If the chalav shebegumis never left, then in the next day is also aser because the chalav shebegumis is still there. So I imagine there's more chalav coming out and more. That goes into this. The shaviu kinevela here is not chaticha nas nevela. The shaviu rabbanu kinevela is the eshel seichli also. Eshel seichli also means that we picture it as if the chalav is still in the gumis. Either because of eshel seichli also, that's the first malach in Taisus. And that's Taka Chiddush, even in Eshel Seichdei also. Maybe that's why Taisus is a void. because that's a very big chiddush, even in the Havana of Eshel Sechta, even after all that we said, it's a very big chiddush to say that we imagine the Cholov is still in the Gumas. Maybe Eshel Sechta means the Chal is also, but not that we imagine the Cholov is in the Gumas. So, or Tais is another Mahalach, that maybe it's Tanim Zer, so somebody might eat it prematurely, not wait for the Cholov to leave. So Meil, they said that we always treat it as if the Cholov is in the Gumas. Kach kach. But the bottom line is that we treat it as if the Cholov is in the Gumas. So that's the Sahakal of Tais. Now we'll go, tomorrow, Mishnah, we'll go back to Rashi and take another look at Rashi. But the Sahakal of Tosfos is, now we see Mamish Tosfos Shita, that the Cholov doesn't, the Basar HaKal is Mutter. The Basar HaKal is Mutter because there's no Chatech Nas Nevel, Tosfos says, because the Cholov, when you cook it, it's Mishapashit B'Shoda, it goes evenly throughout the whole thing. It's like this, it's like the Chatech that's inside the Reitav. The cholov shebichal is mispashit and the whole chaticha, so there's no chaticha nas in the veil here at all. So the basar is mutter. The isser is mitzad the cholov shebegumes, and that's why Tosfos says b'didei misharinu. I'm sorry, that's why Tosfos says that chalas me minyan. That's what Tosfos explains chalas me minyan. Why do you only need 59 pieces of basar? Why do you need 60 pieces of basar? Because the basar chal is the same as the rest of the basar. The cholov is mischalik b'shavah. The basar chal is the nochatich nas nevel on it. It's never becoming osur. If you have 59 other pieces of meat together with a piece of chal, then the basar chal never becomes osur. I chalas me osur. Chalas me osur. We have the cholov shibegumis. But nonetheless, even though there's nochatich nas nevel, places in the chadish, but there's still an isur to eat the cholov shibegumis. Even though we know that the cholov shibegumis all left, like the Gemara said. That the cholov goes out, but there's an issur midrabbanan to eat the chal nonetheless, either because efshel sechte osur that we saw by Ruchah Tosfos holds efshel sechte osur is a separate concept from chatif nas nevel, that once something is osur, it remains osur, or there's a special gzeir over here that we're chayish that he won't wait for the cholov shebegumis to leave. So either way, we treat it as if the cholov shebegumis is still here, but the issur is mitzad the cholov shebegumis. Since the issur is mitzad the cholov shebegumis, so that's why nofluk deracheres erasis, because I imagine the cholov shebegumis is still here. But the ma'aseh issur is mitzad the cholov shebegumis. That's what the Gemara thinks, that maybe you should be mishar b'may the nofluk b'nei. Maybe you should only mishar k'neged the cholov shebegumis. Because that would still be true. We should really only mishar k'neged the cholov shebegumis. You know, even if the Cholov Shibagumis is here, but let's only be Mishar, can they get the Cholov Shibagumis? But the Gemara says, we have no way of quantifying how much Cholov is in the Gumis, so we have to assume the Cholov Shibagumis is the full volume of the Chal. So that's also when the Gemara is done, according to Tosfos, it means, are we Mishar with the whole volume of the Chal, or with the volume of the milk? Because the milk is the problem. But Ma'adinofik Mineh doesn't mean the plate of the Basar, it means the milk. The Basar is good, it's the milk that's the problem. The Gemara says, in Svara should be Mimai Dinofik Minei Misharinam. We should only be Mishar in the milk. The Gemara says, Minoy Adinam. So therefore, we can't be Mishar Keneged the milk. Mishar Keneged the volume of the whole volume of the Chal, because we assume that that's the volume of the milk. I'll just mention the kasha of Kreger asked, and tomorrow Mr. Shem we'll go back to Rashi and maybe we'll talk about Kreger's kasha as well. But Kreger asked, how can Tosfos say that the cholov doesn't ask the basar because it's mischalik b'shavah into the whole pot? What happened to Issa Dovok? Why isn't this an Issa Dovok? Remember we had a thing from Rashi. We had an Ozerua, we had Tosfos Rosh. Shem Tami Rashi, there's a concept of Isadovik. Isadovik means you have like the gid is in the yerech, or the lab is in the chicken. So then I don't assume that it's the time of that it's mischalik b'shava. I assume the time goes more into the thing that it's dovuk. So Prager asks, every time you have cholov in a chal, the cholov is dovuk in the chal. That's how it comes organically. It's dovuk in the chal. The same way the lab is dovuk, the gid is dovuk. The cholov is dovuk in the chal. So why don't I say that the cholov is nice and time more to the chal because it's in the dovuk? So emes is not so terrible. Yeah.
When you taste
that,
we said when you taste
that,
the cholov anyway.
Right. So we saw in the Ozerua that the smash from the Ozerua, the place doesn't hold from the dovuk. The Ozerua says that the din of the dovuk is totally in the machlekes Tosfos and Rashi. What does it mean near the kisa? I think we're going to revisit that Ozeru and Mitzvah tomorrow. But Al-Kapanim, it's Mashman there Ozeru, and Taisarosh also for that matter, could be a prayer, it didn't happen, that the din of Issa Dobuk is totally the Machlekes Rashi and Taisus by Tipus Chalav. So then it's not a Kashan Taisus at all, because Taisus doesn't have a concept of Issa Dobuk. But we're then going to have to figure out, we're going to have to play out, the Rashi does hold from Issa Dobuk. So how does that work over according to Rashi? What's the story with Rashi? How's it going to play out in Rashi, the concept of Issa Dobuk? Anyway, Rashi, we haven't really figured out Rashi altogether, so we have a lot of Diyukim in Rashi. Basically, we don't have a theory yet in Rashi. We have a lot of Diyukim in Rashi. Taisus, we have a whole Mahalach. And Mishnah tomorrow, I want to go back to the Rashis and see more in detail how did Rashi learn. I think it might shed light back on that Orzuru that is the Dovuk and Mir Vekiso. I think, anyway, it's looking to me that that's connected.
Wasn't